Do you know what time it is? It's time to play Follow the Leader. Yeah, you've played that before, and guess what? The leader, it's not me, it's you. Hello, my medical sales friends. This is Mace Haroff, and let me welcome you to another episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, where each week I try to have an impact on your thinking and your performance in medical sales so you could sell more and impact more healthcare professionals, more institutions, and ultimately more patients, because that's who it is really about. Leadership in medical sales. Leadership is one of those terms that is thrown around so much, I don't think that most people know what it really means. Now, we could simplify it to look at it this way. You're either a leader, or if you're not a leader, you're a follower. And most people don't want to think of themselves as followers, but the reality is, in the world, most people are followers, because not a lot of people really step up and lead. So you might be wondering, what does leadership have to do with medical sales? Now, most people, when they think about leadership, they think of someone who is in a leadership position. In other words, a manager or someone who has a C in their title, like a CEO or a CIO or a CMO, whatever it might be. Here's the reality about leadership. I'm going to give you a couple of realities about leadership. So bear with me here, and this will have a direct impact on your medical sales. So this isn't some ethereal topic that I decided to talk about just to fill a podcast slot. This is important stuff. The first thing about leadership, look at it this way. You're either a leader or a follower. There really is no middle ground. Think about if you were in the middle, if you were neither. You would do nothing. You would sit there and contemplate the lint on your dungarees. Dungarees, by the way, for those of you who've never heard that term, are blue jeans. I'm a baby boomer, so I use some old terms there, so bear with me. But leadership, what does it have to do with medical sales? What does it have to do with medical sales? And again, if you don't have a management position, why would you even be concerned about it? Well, number one, titles have nothing to do with leadership. There are many people who have a leadership title, such as business development manager, and yet they tend to be more followers than leaders themselves. But getting back to what you do as a medical sales representative, hopefully a medical sales professional, you want to be a leader because you want people to follow you. And when I say people, I'm not talking about where you're at the head of the line and they're walking around blindly behind you, going wherever you go. But your job as a medical sales professional is really to show people where they need to go. It's to show them the path to success in taking care of their patients. So leadership is important. If you're a follower, then what you're going to do is to do what everyone else is doing, to do what your competition is doing. And that's not a way to distinguish yourself in the territory. So let's talk about leadership a little bit. Actually, I'm going to do the talking since this is a podcast and really all you could do is listen, but you can speak up. I won't hear you, but you could speak up. So feel free to do that if you're driving in your car or exercising. Although if you're in the gym and you start talking out loud, people might think you're a little troubled, but that's okay. Let them think that because you're a leader. So what are the tenets of leadership? Well, certainly a big one is trust. And I've spoken about trust before. Your customers clearly have to have a level of trust in you if they are going to follow your recommendations or consider what you're discussing with them. So trust is a whole topic. It's a book. In fact, it's an encyclopedia that you could write about what creates and sustains trust. But the bottom line is, I think trust really comes down to doing what you say you're going to do and doing what you are expected to do within the guidelines of morals and ethics in society. Don't ever do anything to betray trust with your customers, because if you do that, they're not going to follow you. You know, think about the most basic concept of leadership. If you are going to follow someone, you have to believe that they're going to take you down the right path. I mean, if you're trusting someone who's going to lead you through the woods and they step over a cliff, you're going to stop trusting them, hopefully before you take that step yourself. Another element of leadership is rapport. It's very important to establish rapport with your customers. Now, please don't confuse this with relationships. A lot of people blow the whole relationship and medical sales concept out of proportion. Rapport is the ability to get in front of and communicate, to have a working relationship with your customers. They don't have to love you. They don't even have to like you. Do you have a good working rapport? Because if there's no rapport, again, people aren't going to follow your advice. Commitment. You know, you are asking your customers every time you make a sales call, at least I hope you're asking your customers, to make a commitment to take some kind of a reasonable next step. You have to ask them that, by the way. If you're not, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. But you are really asking them to make a commitment. So here's the thing. They want to know, how committed are you? How committed are you to helping them to achieve their goals? How committed are you to following through on what you say you're going to do? How committed are you to your product, to your company? And lastly, I'll ask you, how committed are you to improving things for the patient? You see, if you're just talking about the product, if you're just talking about some benefits to the hospital or a cost benefit or something like that without ever mentioning the patient, do you truly have a high level of commitment? And in leadership, commitment must be palpable. Another thing that leaders do very well is they communicate clearly. And one of the most important things in any type of sales, but I find it's especially important in medical sales, is to be able to communicate clear expectations. What do you expect your customers to do moving forward? And equally, if not more important, what do they expect of you? Can you verbalize those expectations? Have you clearly discussed them with your customers? Or are you just guessing? Are you making assumptions on what other customers you believe expect of you? You see, everyone has different expectations. Your customers, in other words, one customer, is going to have different expectations of you, of your product, of the outcomes, than a different customer. Here's the thing. Do you know what those expectations are? And more importantly, when you're talking about a product, really what you're doing is you are defining some type of an outcome. You are defining an expectation in your customers' minds. And when they share it with their patients, they are also really defining some expectations. Have you clearly defined, and do you understand what their expectations are? Because if it's different than what you understand it to be, then chances are you are not going to deliver on their expectations the way they expect you to. And this could be a very devastating thing to your business. This could harm a lot of things, including some of the other things we talked about before, such as trust, rapport. So clear expectations and defining clear expectations are really the sign of a leader. And if this is making sense to you, you should be starting to say to yourself at this point, hey, I guess I'm a leader, or I better be. So clear communications are very, very important. And along the lines of clear communication, when you're talking to your customers, you know, you need to hit the big five. These are things you've heard about your whole life when you were in school. It's the who, what, where, when, why, and how. That's actually six, isn't it? That's the big six. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. So when you're talking to your customers and defining those expectations, you know, who's going to deliver these expectations? Who will be there? Who will be involved? What do you expect to obtain? What are your goals for this particular product, the procedure you're going to be using it on? Where will this take place? Where will you be using it? When will you be using it? Why would you consider doing this, or why should you consider doing something than you're doing now? And how will all of this happen? You know, how does this work? Who, what, where, when, why, and how. Leaders are very, very clear about that. And the last thing that I want to talk about is accountability. And listen, accountability is another one of those words that's been kicked around for a long time, because sales managers will say, you know, I'm your sales manager. It's my job to hold you accountable. Well, that's true. That's true. But here's the thing. Part of leadership is holding other people accountable. You might see yourself as just a field sales rep, but guess what? It's your job to hold your managers accountable, your distributor, the principal of the agency. It's your job to hold them accountable, because it's a two-way street. You see, if you hold them accountable, you know, based on your expectations for what you need to be able to deliver the outcomes, the results that they've asked you to deliver, and that you've promised or committed to delivering, then there has to be an exchange, a reciprocity of accountability. That's something that leaders do. They are not afraid to hold others accountable and to ask for that accountability, no matter who that person is. Can you hold your customers accountable? Well, yeah, of course you can. You can't, you know, put a gun to their head and make them do something that they don't want to do. But in a good business relationship, in a good sales relationship, especially at the high level that medical sales professionals engage, mutual accountability is critical and it's expected. And when you're closing a sale, or even if you're, let's say, in the proposal process, you know, delivering a proposal for some product, you can define what you're going to do and ask if you do what you say you're going to do, and you'll put this in the proposal, but if you do what we've discussed here verbally, then can I trust that you will move through as we're discussing? In other words, I'm going to get the sale. See, I like to do that before I ever generate a proposal. If you don't have it defined verbally first, why would you take the time to generate a proposal when a lot of times your customers might be asking you for a proposal to leverage a different vendor, to be able to use it as a negotiation tactic, or just to satisfy the needs of the institution or the corporation that says you will obtain a minimum of 3 quotes for any capital equipment that you are considering? Instead, find out where you sit, because that's what leaders do. We could go on and on and on about leadership in medical sales, but the most important thing I want to drive home, what I want you to recognize, is that no, you're not just a sales rep. You are a leader as well, because leaders get people to identify with their mission, and by doing so, they get them to follow their lead. So I'll ask you, are you a leader? Thanks for joining me on this week's edition of the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And I want to take a moment here to tell you about a special event. If you're listening to this in March 2017, I am doing a rare webcast training. I'm delivering 2 sessions, one on Monday, March 27th at 2 p.m. Eastern, and another one on Wednesday, March 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to be delivering a 45-minute to 1-hour content-filled, fast-paced web session that can absolutely redefine the way you sell in your territory. It is called 3 Steps to Access, Engage, and Close Business with Doctors and Other Healthcare Professionals Without Being Salesy and Awkward. You don't want to miss this. There will not be a replay. I suggest if you're listening to this on either the Medical Sales Guru website or on iTunes that you immediately go to this website and register, because there aren't that many slots left. I'm sharing this with you kind of late if you didn't find out about it via email or on LinkedIn. But go to medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. This is a session you don't want to miss. And if you did miss it, my apologies. Maybe I'll do another one in the future. Who knows? But make sure you're signed up to get notifications about what's happening in medical sales by yours truly, by making sure that you're getting email from me And you could do this by signing up at medicalsalestraining.com or medicalsalesacademy.com. You could sign up for our free mini course that's down at the bottom of the page when our enrollment is closed, and we'll make sure you get notifications. So again, thank you for being with me. Hope this has been helpful. More importantly, I hope you do something with it to sell more so you can impact more healthcare professionals who could help their patients, because no matter what you do in your medical sales career, please don't forget, the patient always comes first. You have an opportunity to do some good. Get out there and do it. For the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, this is Mace Harop. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.